There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live with Tim and NLT, and I have a confession to make.
Oh, dear, where's she going now?
I know.
What direction path is this going to go? Headed towards?
I have sore arms right now.
I can explain why, but I'm not even going to try. I'll let you do it, because you could dig your own holes. Let me put it that way.
Repetitive strain injury on the arms.
Tell you. The thing is, can I just say, before you reveal what you did, your prowess at said exploits, let's put it that way, was incredible to me. You were really good at this.
Talented.
Boxing.
Tim. Yes, I was boxing today.
You were boxing.
And it wasn't even in real life. It was in the virtual world. So we'll reveal all a little later, but Tim and I have been using the HTC Vive Pro, and I had a go at boxing and you conquered a fear. We'll reveal all after five. But I actually am being honest. I was out of breath and I've got sore arms.
It was a very impressive performance. And Anthony Joshua, think about it.
Yeah, undefeated, I was.
Yeah, quite right.
Okay, now for some probably more important news. Mohammed Sullivan's here from the ARN News Centre. Mohammed, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Natalie.
I mean, I'm not going to punch you, Mohammed. That's a good place to start this conversation.
Glad to hear that, yes.
It's just, Tim was like, oh, you're boxing prowess.
Saying I'm not going to punch you is a little bit threatening.
Yes, I think I'm going to come here with a helmet next time, just to be safe. Yes.
once that headset was on and the mouth guard was in, there was no stopping me, was there? Anyway, fine. We'll talk about news, Mohammed, because you have been looking at some of the news stories today. You've been in the ARN News Centre. And I guess we can start off by talking about mental health. Here in Dubai, we're saying that more needs to be done to address the issues surrounding mental health here in the Emirates. So what's happening, Mohammed?
Right, so if you recall, yesterday I was on here talking about the fourth annual Creative Labs that's organized by the Executive Council of Dubai. So these are basically a series of annual workshops on six areas that Dubai's leadership wants the city to excel in. And one of those six areas they've identified is mental health awareness. So yesterday and today, there have been interactive workshops held on mental health and how the public and private sector can work together to tackle issues surrounding this area. Now, earlier today, I caught up with Mariam Al-Obaid, who is a policy strategy advisor at the Executive Council. She's also leading the mental health workshops at the Creative Labs this year. I began by asking her why they were focusing on this particular area this time around.
Mental health issues is a priority topic on the global agenda. And for Dubai to be part of the global world and to ensure that all the objectives within Dubai Plan 2021 that are related to the prosperity of people and abundant healthcare, including all the inclusiveness that we're striving towards socially. For Dubaians, we are ought to pay more attention to the status of mental wellness of the people in Dubai. And what we're doing here is that we're bringing around a bunch of experts around one table, and these experts come from three disciplines mainly. So we're talking community development, healthcare, and the education sector. The three segments of the expertise that we've gathered around that table are discussing mainly promotion and prevention and early detection of mental issues for children in Dubai. And on the other end, we're looking at the possibility of uplifting the current services and the workforce that are going to cater to the needs of those children.
That was Mariam Al-Obaid from the Executive Council of Dubai explaining why mental health is on the agenda at this year's Creative Labs. She also told me why youths play a key role in raising more awareness about this issue here in Dubai.
Youngsters who are part of the Dubai society, they are split in two. The first portion of them come from the membership of the Youth Council, and the other portion are actually youngsters who are advocates for mental well-being amongst adolescents and children, and they are with personal experiences of overcoming mental illnesses. So that youth lab added a lot to the scene and to the discussion. At the end of the day, I was just about to leave, actually, from a great discussion between the experts and the youngsters, where this youth lab came with the input from their point of view and told the experts what they lack and what they strive for and what they need from the professional sector related to mental health.
That was Mariam Al-Obaid from the Executive Council of Dubai explaining what role youths have to play in, I guess, raising awareness about mental health issues here in Dubai.
Okay, I'm looking forward to the next story that you've been looking at, because we're going to get into some detail about this on Drive Live Talks Automotive. But this is a new piece of research. Came out yesterday, but it's well worth delving into because, and I'm not sure on the reaction to this, but driving culture, we're generally pretty positive about here.
That's right. So a new survey from Road Safety UAE has shed more light on how people here rate the driving culture. Now, I know you guys have Thomas Edelman from Road Safety UAE on later on in the show to talk more about this, but I just want to go through some of the main findings of this new survey because I thought it was kind of interesting. So the survey found that 70% of residents believe that there is a positive driving culture here in the UAE. Now, the other thing about this was that the report showed that there is a huge difference in opinion amongst nationalities when it comes to this topic. So more than 80% of Arabs said that the general driving behavior here is positive, compared to just 40% of Westerners. So I guess it really depends on who you end up asking. I think I'm really looking forward to hear what Thomas Edelman has to say about this particular issue. But the survey also found that 50% of UAE residents believe that time pressure is the number one cause of bad driving, while 42% said that it was due to the multinational ethnicity of drivers here. Now, we know that there are more than 150 different nationalities here in the UAE, so I think many people think that that's one of the reasons why there is, I guess, some dangerous driving on the roads sometimes.
I know, we're going to get into that, and looking forward to hearing what you think. If you have an opinion on that, what is our driving culture like? You can get in touch, 4001 or via the free messaging app. We'll be continuing that conversation shortly. But Mohammed, last story you're going to tell us about today is to do with the upcoming holiday. It's taking place on Saturday. What do we need to know, Mohammed?
That's right. So as we all know, this coming Saturday is a public holiday here in the UAE. It's the day of Isra wal Mi'raj. So the RTA has announced that parking will be free on Saturday, April the 14th, across all paid parking zones in the
Yay.
City. I guess a bit of positive compared to all the other negative stories we get about paid parking, right? However, they're reminding motorists that this does not include multi-level parking facilities, which are, I think, not that many of them in the city to start with. But if there is a multi-level parking facility, then you do have to pay for parking. The RTA is also reminding residents that there will be changes to the operating hours of all public transport services during that day. So that includes the metro, the tram, the buses, all of that. So if you are heading out and using any of those modes of transport on Saturday, I think it's probably best to check with the RTA to find out what changes have been made to the operating schedules.
Okay, comprehensive, Mohammed. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks very much. I think we need to set up a meeting in the boxing ring, see where that goes.
You might want to rethink that, judging by the prowess displayed this afternoon. I'm not kidding. You had two bouts.
Yes, two opponents.
The first opponent didn't last long.
No.
One Punch Lindo. Yes. Is her new nickname
KO?
It was, yeah.
KO Lindo. Wow. That's a better nickname.
Yeah.
Okay.
KO We're going to stick with that. Yeah. Okay, Mohammed Sullivan from the Air and News Centre. Thank you very much. Have a lovely weekend, Mohammed.
You too. Thanks very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.